Hey, welcome to the Creative Classroom Podcast. I'm your host, John Spencer, and in this podcast, we look at the intersection of creativity and learning and anything that really fits in between that. And today's episode just kind of tiptoes toward creativity, especially toward the end, but it's about something different, something that has been bothering me for years, and it's something that I noticed recently because of a viral video. So I'm going to launch into it right now. Here we go. So here is the idea. It's that actually millennials are pretty awesome. Now, quick disclaimer. I realize the risk of writing about any generation and painting things with a broad stroke. So please, as you hear this, just understand that I'm talking about broad trends and that anything I'm saying is potentially problematic and probably downright wrong. So I'll just put that out there ahead of time. But last week, I noticed this Simon Sinek video making its round on Facebook. And the main premise is that technology and instant gratification combined with bad parenting has led to the millennial generation that is lazy, entitled, and depressed. Now, I was really bothered by his treatment of technology, the way he talked about it, and sort of ignored the creative and connective potential of the medium. And I was also bothered by the way he spoke about depression, especially given the fact that there's no solid research linking social media to depression, and that if there is any, it is a correlation and not a causal relationship. In fact, it's a little bit like saying that doing art causes depression when actually there's a lot of research now showing that doing art, people get involved in art often because they are depressed as a coping mechanism, as a healthy coping mechanism, actually, that's better than, you know, drinking and doing drugs and whatnot. And so I just had a really hard time with the way he talked about depression so smugly and so glibly. He's not an expert at mental health. He's not a doctor of behavioral sciences, and he really doesn't have any business talking about that. I would say that when a video like that goes viral, there's some real danger in the way it's interpreted by people who don't deal with depression in terms of their writing off people who struggle with it, or by people who are depressed who then feel like it's somehow their fault or taking away the technology will just fix that. So before getting into the generational critique, I just want to point that out, that if you've seen that viral video or if you've shared that viral video, please stop. Please don't share stuff that is bad, that is demeaning to people who are depressed. I don't deal with depression, but I know people who do, and it's not simply the effects of being on social media. So just want to put that out there ahead of time. But here's my thought on the millennial generation. I am not a millennial. I don't have a man bun, my hairline is actually receding, and I've never used Snapchat or rode a fixed gear bike. My music is on Spotify, not on vinyl. You get the idea. I'm on the tail end of the Gen X generation. I was born in 1980, and some people would actually place that like a year away from the millennials, but I really don't feel like I embody a lot of the things that I see about them, good or bad. But I have a lot of respect for the difficulties millennials have had to face that I simply haven't had to face myself. See, millennials didn't crash the economy. Millennials didn't get us involved in wars we couldn't afford over speculation about weapons of mass destruction that didn't exist. Millennials didn't blow up the national debt. They didn't bankrupt our nation. They didn't do any of that kind of stuff. They weren't out there getting subprime mortgages. They were too busy being in school, hanging out on the playground, doing their math, stuff like that. And as for those participation trophies that Simon Sinek complains about, well, I'd argue that the millennial generation's drive for purpose and making a difference is often a reaction, not a result of the participation trophies they received. This thing about them caring about individual identity a lot is actually kind of a rejection of the everyone gets a trophy mentality. They want something more than a shiny medal at the end of the day. And honestly, that might be true of all youth at that age. You see that about Gen Xers and boomers. The people that are younger tend to care a little more about making a difference when they don't have bills to pay. Many of the millennials I know simply aren't entitled. They've had to battle hard for jobs, paying higher costs in college tuition, and stepping into a more competitive workforce, knowing that their career could move overseas and suddenly become tech sourced at any moment. They've had to pick up side hustles to make ends meet. They've had to delay starting a family, not out of a lack of maturity, which is often the accusation made against them, but because it takes longer than ever to reach financial independence. There's actually some great research on how they save more at an earlier age than any other generation before. They paid higher rates for college because previous generations gutted funding. And so then the millennials were there with massive debt, and they stepped into an economy that was broken, or at least flailing and on the verge of being broken. Now, in between the Facebook posts and the selfies and all those things that they are stereotyped as being all about, they've had to pick up side gigs just to make ends meet. And they've delayed starting the families, their families, because the corporate ladder was cut from beneath them. That is what they face. They face massive barriers every step of the way, only to see the boomers and Xers, my generation, and the generation ahead of me or before me, wagging their fingers at the millennials and telling them to buck up and try harder. And I'm tired of that. Because here's the thing, despite these obstacles, I've seen so many millennials starting new companies, developing innovative strategies, and finding success on their own terms. When I think of millennials, I think of my former student Alejandra. She grew up with few advantages, having to learn a new language and a new culture, but she is now a teacher in the low-income neighborhood where she came from, and she is changing the world. She is researching new strategies, experimenting with new methods, and designing amazing learning experiences for her students every single day. I think of Jose, who was the first child in his family to graduate from the eighth grade, and now he works as an engineer, and he's leading a team tackling some of our biggest environmental challenges around. I think of some of the members of my cohort who graduated into a busted economy and worked for whatever wage they could get until finally, just now, they're able to go back and get a master's degree. And they're going to go out and, again, change the world. I often write about creativity and innovation. And while I don't think those attributes apply to any one specific generation, it seems that this tumultuous global environment and the explosion of new technology, along with the constant constraints and those barriers that millennials have had to face, often lead them to think differently than previous generations. Does this make them less compliant? Perhaps. Does it make them seem narcissistic to some people? Maybe. But it also leads to passionate workers and creative thinkers ready to rewrite the rules and solve complex problems. Those barriers they face, the perseverance that's happened, the innovative strategies they've used in order to get to where they are, those are things we should value and praise and affirm and be proud of. The truth is, there are lots of millennials that I look up to, even though they are younger than me, and even though they are my current and former students. And so, here's the thing. Millennials are actually far more awesome than the way that they're portrayed. Again, I realize the risk of painting them with a broad stroke, but I don't know. I think millennials are pretty awesome. Hey, if you enjoy this podcast at all, I encourage you to leave a review on iTunes. It's what allows people to find it. So thank you so much for listening. I'll see you on my next podcast. Or I won't see you, but you'll hear me. You get the idea.